The city of Washington is also dealing with the aftermath of Tuesday's attack. The fire is out at the Pentagon and smoke no longer fills the sky. Firefighters and survivors were able to pause, at least for a moment. Arlington Fire Captain Steve McCoy rushed to the scene Tuesday morning and stayed there for 3 days. Before he finally took some time off, he talked about what happened this week and what it means.
It definitely means a big change in the United States. I'm scared. I'm still numb, but I'm scared for what it means as far as we as Americans can't be comfortable anymore. I mean, it's hit home. We've watched this on TV, you know, for years over in third world countries and all that, but now it's here. And whatever these people wanted to do, I think they're accomplishing it because they shut down the country for at least a day. And what's going to happen next? Is this the way we're going to have to live? You know, being suspicious of everybody and everything. So, of course, we're never going to be back the way we were.
On another side of the Pentagon, Colleen Butler stood at a security checkpoint. She was walking as close to the building as police would allow. Colleen Butler lives in Princeton, New Jersey. Her brother, Lieutenant Colonel Neil Hyland, a 44-year-old Army logistics officer, is missing and presumed dead.
That's what people are calling, saying they're praying, and initially they always all saying, so your brother, he's okay, right? And it's been the hardest thing to say no. So, I mean, that's why we're here. I just couldn't take it anymore. I had to just come to the area and kind of breathe the air and just be down here. And it's just numbing. It's been a very numbing experience.
After we spoke with Colleen Butler, she and her husband checked into a Washington area hotel. They've met with surviving members of Lieutenant Colonel Butler's Army unit and are waiting for word.